Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
All right. Joe's here. I told you so. Over and over and over again.
Well, I did tell you over and over and over again.
No, he's not saying that. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me, although more distant at the moment. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. I'll give you the number, 1-800-795-9565. And now the details. The hometown pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You will find out what a pharmacy can do for you. Now, you can go to CVS if you'd like to be treated badly or like a number or to not have them know who you really are, to care deeply about you or to warn you about drug interactions. But if you would like to be treated like a human, not a number, like somebody they personally would like to know, like somebody who deserves respect, then you need to go to the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy. These are our hometown pharmacies. They are just the literally diametrically opposite from a big box store. In fact, everything they do at a hometown pharmacy really is designed about you. Everything at a big box is designed to send your money to China, but this is an opportunity for
you.
Can
I get a Hershey bar?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
They have different sizes, too. Norrie Pharmacy. In fact, Steve makes sure that they stay fresh, too. When they start to get near their end date, if that were to happen, doesn't happen often, but if it were, he eats them all. Okay. To make sure that they're gone.
What a guy.
And the fresh ones are there for you. So, yeah, I really appreciate that as a big chocolate fan. So, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy. These are independent pharmacies, and that means a whole lot. In so many ways, we could elaborate on that all week. Well, maybe I will. I'll elaborate it on all week long and make sure that you're aware of why you get super served at an independent hometown pharmacy and underserved at a big box. So we'll talk about that as the week progresses. So please patronize your local hometown pharmacy. You are welcome to email us, as Tom did this morning, about the Mueller report. And that is an email sent to onthemark@wdkok.com. And you can also text us at 70236. We'd love to hear from you on that topic. 1-800-795-9565. We'd love your reaction to the Mueller report and the Attorney General's summary of it, if you'd like to comment on that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe said there was no conclusion from the get-going, and it sounds...
No, there was a conclusion. There's no collusion.
Oh, collusion. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the collusion conclusion. I heard some anchors saying that today.
So that'll twist your tongue in a hurry.
They did better than I did.
Our friend Tom says, well, Donald Trump is now in the same category as O.J. Simpson and Casey Anthony. Guilty, but can't prove it. 65% of Americans know better. Really? The Mueller report does conclude that Russia did interfere with the 2016 election, and 37 people were indicted, 22 Russians and 6 Trump campaign associates. On the other hand, in Clinton cases, there were 0 indictments after years of investigation by the FBI and Republican Congress. These findings are not accepted by the Republican Party. We deserve to see the full report, not a 3-page, it's actually 4 pages, Tom, summation of a 2-year investigation by a hand-picked AG who said from the beginning a president can't commit obstruction. That was not Mueller's conclusion. Many more investigations are continuing in the Southern District of New York. Trump could be impeached today for his payoffs to a porn star and a Playboy bunny. We have checks and tapes to prove it. Fact, a good question for Trump supporters today would be, do you accept the findings of the Clinton investigations? Bet they don't. Signed, Tom. Tom, there's so much wrong with what you wrote there. So much.
Thank you, Tom, for the accurate and true email. Let's talk
First
about
of all, some. I thought a guy on Gordon Deal's program this morning made an excellent point. point with respect to the fact that they found no collusion on the part of President Trump or his campaign.
Which means Joe's listening at 5 a.m. on This Morning, America's First News with Gordon Deal.
On the best show on the radio. It's a great show.
That's what we call it.
Well, it is. It really is. All right, the 22 Russians were indicted for trying to influence the campaign, but the Republicans were indicted on other things. None of them were indicted on collusion. No one in the and they've said that there is no evidence that any other American or any American took part in any effort to conspire with the Russians. That's an absolute. I don't think Tom accepts that. Now, but he pointed out, and the president says he was completely exonerated, and of course the others are saying with respect to the obstruction of justice that they didn't conclude that he didn't exonerate him, but didn't convict him. But stop and think for a minute. The guy made this point on Gordon Deal's program. 2 years, $25 million, 500 witnesses interviewed. If they couldn't find any effort to obstruct justice, definitive effort to obstruct justice in that time with those resources, 40 attorneys, don't you think it's pretty much an exoneration?
Well, no, it should be like Whitewater and all the Clinton investigation. We should just keep harping on them as though they should keep going. I don't know. I think the results are interesting, and I think this idea that the president is not off the hook on obstruction makes perfect sense, but that Russia would take it upon themselves without Donald Trump's prompting to impact the election makes perfect sense because that's their shtick, is to interfere however they can in U.S. things.
Well, they've been doing that for years, though, Mark.
Right. Precisely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, why would they think that it would hinge on the president to be part of that? Of course, now the president is in office, so maybe he's out of office. Some of this will change. But I think I was happy with the outcome of the report because everything in Washington pivots on it now. You know, we can't come up with a budget until the Mueller report. We're not even sure if the president's going to be around. We can't do this investigation until the Mueller report.
You would think that the Democrats, people like Tom, would be gratified that after all this money and expense and investigation, and every liberal I know was just so excited about the Mueller report. This is going to be it. This is going to be definitive. He's going to be out of there. Who was it? Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. We have proof that the president colluded. We have proof. All right, where's the beef?
Where is it?
As Sarah Peller used to say, where's the beef?
The late Sarah Peller.
The late Sarah Peller. There is no beef.
Clara Peller.
Clara Peller.
Thank you.
Not that that's important.
Thank you. Somebody else who remembers old Wendy's commercial. Oh, no, it wasn't Wendy's commercials. Right. Burger King, wasn't it?
And he's not
it
even.
It was Wendy's.
I think it was Wendy's, actually.
Yeah, it was Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Okay.
Come on. All right, 1-800-795-9565. What is your reaction? We would just love to hear from you. Joe and I could talk about this all day. 1-800.
And I'm willing to do that.
And Joe is willing to do so. He's been boning on up on this since Friday night, and he knows every name,
and
every role, every investigation that's still ongoing. So we really appreciate Joe coming in. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You want to take a break? You want to do that?
We could do that.
Get that out of the way.
You're in charge over there.
Well, okay. Well,
I'm amenable to almost anything.
All right. Well, I would like you
today
to support good, kind-hearted, smart Democrats like me. And
don't you think good-hearted, kind Democrats like you would be saying to their elected representatives, this is enough. Let's get the full Mueller report out there, and then let's stop and go on to other things. Instead of the Jerry Nadler saying, well, we want to see the report. Oh, and my favorite, my absolute favorite.
We want to read the full report?
Was Bernie Sanders, who was just, you know, so complimentary of the Mueller investigation, wanted to do everything possible to protect it, make sure that no president didn't fire Mueller or anything like that. And yesterday he said, we need to see the whole damn report. So now it's become a damn report. It's
right.
Not the Mueller investigation.
There must be something wrong with it.
Yep.
We don't know how big the whole report is, though,
65
right?
pages.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Wow, fantastic. Okay, good. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would just love to hear from you. Like I said, Joe and I could argue about this all day long, but we would like you to get involved. Is President Trump guilty but they don't have enough evidence. That really is what the report says, but...
No, it isn't, Mark.
It is,
no,
too.
It is not
Come
what
on.
It says.
It's not an exoneration. What do you...
It's not an exoneration, but that's looking at... That's like the cup is half empty or half full.
All right,
it's
well,
not a it's not an indictment either.
Well, the president, of course, was able to successfully cover up his crimes, and that is to his favor.
On. And what is it that he's charged of obstructing justice with? Firing Bob, firing Comey.
1-800-7...
Which the Democrats wanted to do when he came out with the report about Hillary the week before the election.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We've got one call coming in, but we'll take more comers. Give us a buzz on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Okay.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? That is the burning question of the day.
That phrase has stuck. We got to thank Madison Avenue for that phrase. We hear that all the time. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you on the topic of the Mueller investigation. We'll take them in the order they called in. Lance, you're up first. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Wow, first of the week. Why, anyway, you know, they keep going, the Dems keep going the way they are. Somebody's going to say, how do you spell marker? And it's going to be D-O-N-A-L, you know what I mean? I really believe that this is what they're working on.
What, trying to make President Trump a martyr?
Well, I don't think they're trying to, which that's what they're going to do.
Well, I think he certainly would resist that, I think, in no uncertain terms. I think he feels he's been exonerated here, and I still, you know, with $25 million, 500 witnesses, and they couldn't find anything definitive on him. I mean, isn't it time to call it a day for the Democrats?
But, you know, just the way the first warrant was gotten would throw the whole works out in virtually any court in our land, would it not?
Yep.
I mean, when you look at some of the cases that got to the Supreme Court, I mean, remember Bernadine Dorn and her buddy and the Weather Underground?
Well, I think what should happen now is if they want to continue investigating the president, they also need to take a look at how this whole thing got started and the people who promulgated it. They need to take a look at McCabe and Strzok and all the other people in the FBI who participated in wasting $25 million of taxpayer money on what the president has termed, and maybe it is, a witch hunt.
Yeah, definitely. And poor old Trump taking the flak about McCain and everything like that.
Well, I wouldn't go with the poor old Trump wrote.
Well, the nation has a history of needless special prosecutor investigations.
Yes. If you read Sarah Palin's book, what he really thinks about people like me and my friends is really quite telling. It really is.
What does he think about you? You mean what does the president think about people like you?
No, I'm talking about McCain. Wait, you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
And it's, well, all the nasty stuff you ever heard about, you know, the mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging cave dwellers, you know, that's pretty much it.
That's the local rank-and-file conservative, huh? And you believe her.
Well,
I'd give her credibility 50-50.
He didn't invite any of the Palins to the funeral. He didn't. He wasn't there to do it, but I'm talking about the family. For some reason or another, they weren't even invited.
Maybe because she lied about them? Maybe not. You don't know. You don't know.
We don't, but...
It was an awkward ticket from the get-go. No argument there. Okay, anything else about the Mueller report?
Well, other than the fact that it's should be over. I mean, I'd like to see the whole thing out there so we can actually see what went on.
I think we probably will eventually. It doesn't sound like it's classified to me, so to be continued. All right, thank you so much,
Lance. Thanks,
Lance. Appreciate the call. Greg, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Just wanted to take and kindly point out that, you know, a lawyer does not have within their power to determine whether or not someone is exonerated of any charges. A lawyer's job is to investigate, even as a prosecutor, and to present evidence. But they don't have the power that the court and a jury with a judge would have to exonerate somebody of charges. And I believe, if I'm correct, under our current system of law, he is considered innocent of any of these charges, as you keep talking about, until he's proven guilty. And since they have not indicted or chosen to prosecute him, it's basically over, because quite honestly, Congress does not have the power in their hearings to take and set up special prosecution and grand juries to charge people. So all we're going to hear is a bunch of Democrats and even some Republicans flapping their jaws in the wind and wasting more taxpayers' money. Because under our system, if there's not anything to indict him for to be prosecuted, then he is considered innocent by our judicial system and our country until you tried him and proved him guilty. So, you know, that basically highlights the whole process and ends the report. You can keep saying anything you want, but no one has the power to exonerate him because he hasn't been charged with anything and prosecuted and found innocent or guilty.
Good point.
All right. Okay. So, doesn't really need exoneration. No charge, no need for exoneration. Well, that's a good point.
So, he's basically innocent. Unless you can find something to prosecute him for where he's indicted and taken to court, you've got to conclude he's innocent, because the prosecutor certainly didn't find him anything chargeable at this point. And Congress can't. They don't have the power to do that. So it's basically a dead issue.
Okay, so
I don't think the Democrats are going to let it or bury it,
well,
to be honest with you.
Well, they can hold all the hearings they want, Joe, but they do not have the power to prosecute the president and take him to trial by a jury of his peers with a judge in front of the American public and do anything about it.
But
all
I don't
they
think
do
that,
is blow hot air.
I don't think that's their goal, Greg. I think what they're trying to do is make him look like damaged goods, so damaged
well,
that
you know
people
what?
Won't want to vote for him.
They do it at this point after the report's been issued is they look like damaged goods, because they're a bunch of losers who won't accept the fact that something here has happened, that they've lost the cause, because he can't be prosecuted for something he's innocent of under our two-party system and our judicial system when the prosecutor didn't indict him or want to prosecute him for it.
So a lot of this is sour grapes.
Exactly.
In other words,
that's exactly the stage it's reached. Up until the point of the report being issued, they might have had some ground, but at this point, it's nothing but sour grapes, and all they're going to do is blow hot air and waste a lot of taxpayers' money and look bad in the eyes of both sides, because they didn't get him with the report.
Well, and I think they were all hoping that this would prove that his election was illegitimate, that the only reason he got elected was because of Russians. And that isn't,
exactly.
That's been proven not to have been the case. He won
exactly.
the election.
Exactly. He did nothing wrong because he was not indicted. So he's innocent, guys. Plain and simple, innocent. Nothing to be exonerated of.
Right. Okay. Now, this idea of using sour grapes, you know, the fact that you lost an election, is there precedent that in our system? I know there were a lot of people who were unhappy with President
Obama.
You know
Obama, what?
But
sour
I don't
grapes
know
is sour grapes. Doesn't matter whether there's a precedent in the past or not. The fact is, people are still doing it, and it doesn't make it any righter now than it was before.
No. That's not what I'm leading to. I'm just, I guess the best that I could ever conclude, depending upon what your answer would have been, was maybe this is our human nature that, you know, whomever's in power gets scrutinized, and whoever isn't is, you know, wants to launch an investigation.
Yeah. We'll hardly agree with you on a rare occasion there, but, you know, that's exactly it. It's human nature, but that doesn't make it right.
Oh, no argument there. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg.
No
really
problem.
Appreciate
your call.
The call.
Right.
We have a text. Joe, you follow
I know where it goes. The poor little leftists didn't get the results they wanted from Mueller, the guy they invested their futures on. So what do they do? Whine that Mueller didn't do his job. How pathetic. The left owes Trump, his family, and the rest of the country an apology for perpetuating this lie. Oh, you just changed the mark.
No, the screen changed.
Where they are going to look. When are they going to look at the true collusion with the Russians committed by the DNC and the Clinton campaign and the corruption and attempted coup committed by the Obama administration and their holdovers in the DOJ?
And then a new one.
A
is
new
at the
one's
top.
At the top. That's what changed. Okay. Mark, the whole Mueller investigation was nothing but sour grapes because of Trump's kicking Clinton's posterior.
Hillary Clinton. All right. We got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that text. Be the next texter at 70236 after, of course, you've signed up for the WKOK Text Connect system. We got three lines lit up. Al, you are next. You are on the mark. Go right ahead.
Well, everybody got it right, and Trump said it down there on the tar mat in Florida. And the witch hunt is, you know, it is a witch hunt, and it's not over because nobody is willing to identify the witch. And the witch was Hillary, and she was working for Obama at the time, so he's the witch's boss, and that's the way it's going to come down because everything they're accusing Trump of doing, he's been found to be the one elected. He's now found that he didn't have any help by the Russians, or and he had the right to fire who he wanted to fire. And now the third thing's going to fall, and there will identify the witch.
Well,
and who she was working for.
President Trump is neither exonerated nor innocent, and still under investigation on a lot of other fronts.
Nor guilty.
Well, no, he's not.
Yeah, it's true. He's innocent.
He has no charges against him anywhere.
Right, that's correct.
And he's innocent until proven guilty. And one, two, and the third one is coming. And okay. The third one would be Hillary was working with the Russians, and Obama said, we're going to let him go. And he didn't do anything about it, and he knew she was working with the Russians, and she broke all kind of laws, and that's why Comey got fired. It's all connected. And he is right. She's the witch, and the witch's boss was Obama. So I've been saying that from the very beginning, and there's not going to be any justice until people, and everything they said so far is happening. And now they finally said somebody's going to go to jail. And it seems to turn right around on them. They're completely wrong. They get it 100% wrong every time, which makes it the next thing that they predicted was somebody's going to go to jail, and I think it's going to be that bunch to, you know, maintain our justice system. That's just the way I think half of them, you know, half the battle is going to be taking that next step and investigating Hillary and the gang.
Well, I hope they do that. I think that it was very interesting that, Lindsey Graham said to James Comey, see you soon. I think that he's going to haul Mr. Comey.
Yeah, we can't let him get away with it, or we won't have a country.
Well, we can if the Democrats would be willing to just let it go, move on now. Let's talk about the things we need.
If they aren't the Constitution of States, we got to go to the Constitution of States, and then we got to go term limits, flat tax, get rid of the corruption in Washington. I mean, you can't burn the whole city down, but basically that's what's going to happen. The whole system has to be burnt down. It's too big. Privatize everything you can privatize and keep the federal government as small as it can be. Put every power back on the state.
Get rid of the Electoral College.
No.
I wouldn't do that because...
Okay.
You know,
sorry, I saw you were on a roll there.
That was well thought out. That was well thought out, and that was there from the very beginning. So you got to be very careful with messing with the Constitution.
Al, I'd say you were Republican, but you sound more like a Whig going back into our history.
I love history. I read the whole book when I was laid up, and I know all about the forefathers of our country, and, man, they were some fellas, I'm telling you. They had put everything on the line. They buried things. They buried people. They buried my relatives. They buried your relatives. And people got to remember that.
All right.
And my relatives were buried right up in Gettysburg, you know, and some of yours were probably. And everybody's around here is where.
All right, we got you, Al. Thank you so much.
We have a country.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Yep, bye.
Let's see. Who is next? Oh, that puts Bobby D. on the radio. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. You know, this, I don't know, this, you know, investigating A, B, C, or D, I mean, if they don't like the president, you know, instead of doing what they're doing, more focus on the next election and how we can, you know, how we can get him out of office type thing, rather than, because right now he's in office and he is our president. But I mean, you know, instead of all these investigations and that, they more should be into focusing on, I'm going to say, the next election.
All right. Okay. Yeah, good idea. Time to move forward. Thank you, Bobby. That's the theme of Mike's call. Now, Mike, you're not going to get very much time, but you have at least a minute on the mark.
And you can call back after the news if you don't get to finish.
Okay, in an ideal world, I would like to see whoever the leader of the Democrat Party is right now, and I'd have to say Barack Obama, to come forward and say this. Admit that in 2016, they did not run a good candidate. They did not run a good campaign, and we lost. And because of that, we attempted to sabotage the winner of the election and to degrade him throughout his term and hopefully get rid of him in the middle of the term to further damage the Republican Party. We admit that we're wrong. We're going to look at the people. We're going to participate in an investigation to identify the people that broke the laws for this coup, attempted coup, and we're going to settle this, and then we're going to move forward. We did better in the midterm election, and we're going to work harder in the next presidential election, but we're going to admit what we did wrong and pay for it.
All right. We got you, Mike. Thank you so much. Feel free to call back, and you can elaborate. We appreciate everybody who participated in this conversation. President is hardly exonerated on anything. He's not, he's innocent, right? He's innocent. I was just going to say he's not guilty.
So far leaning left, you look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa over there.
Well, that's my job. All right, but we appreciate everybody calling in. We got more to come. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. Mr. Rob Zenner's our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo was just here a moment ago. He's our fabulous news director, so we appreciate that. And we thank you. You are the listeners, and you're very important to this dynamic. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. I mentioned the Text Connect system. Some folks use it to send us messages. You can tell us about something important that's in the news, or you can give us your political commentary during our On the Mark show. You just send it to 70236. You can reply to a previous message or start up a new one. If you're not a Text Connect member, sign up at WDKOK.com. It's our way of keeping you informed about breaking local or national news, dead celebrities, closed roads, bad weather, I mean terribly bad weather, not just normally bad weather. And it's an opportunity for you to stay in touch with us if you just reply to the messages you receive. They're received in the newsroom, and we just love to keep in touch with you that way. Text Connect. It's on the Connect With Us section of WKOK.com. An overnight house fire caused some minor damage to a home in Shamokin Dam Monday morning. Central Susquehanna Regional 911 says the fire was first reported around 2 a.m. at a home at 101 Baldwin Boulevard. The 911 center says a small fire occurred in a bedroom. Firefighters say no one was injured in that fire. Volunteers from Shamokin Dam, Holmes Wharf, and Sealands Grove responded with some assistance from Northumberland and Union counties. A big volunteer four-day live steak event happened in the Lewisburg area. What's a live steak?
Live steaks are sections of small bushes and trees that will be cut a specific way and then planted on a stream bank at a place that needs a forested riparian buffer.
And the DCNR Secretary Cindy Dunn was in Lewisburg along with the Lynn Conservancy and some Susquehanna University students and the Chesapeake Conservancy to collect about 8,000 of the live stakes. They'll soon be planted all over the state to help local and state efforts to clean up and protect streams. You probably heard the president tweeting, no collusion, no obstruction, and complete and total exoneration. The White House press secretary agreed yesterday, but AP says it actually in some ways is not a total vindication. Mueller's exact words in the report are quoted by the attorney general say otherwise. Quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him, unquote. A summary by Attorney General Barr notes that Mueller did not draw a conclusion one way or another as to whether the examined conduct constituted obstruction, but rather set out evidence for both sides, leaving the question unanswered. Barr wrote in the summary that ultimately he decided as Attorney General that the evidence developed by Mueller was not sufficient to establish for the purposes of prosecution that Trump committed obstruction of justice. So there you have it. Not exonerated on obstruction, but would you say exonerated on the idea of collusion?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, painfully
definitely.
Clear.
Okay, and even his associates, the ones that were indicted, were not indicted on anything related to collusion. They
were not collusion.
On peripheral crimes that came up as a result of their the investigation.
Okay, good. So good. We appreciate the AP contributing to the finding of fact. Very much appreciated. And finally, you hear a lot about legalizing cannabis, but who's smoking all this extra pot around here? People in their 70s and 80s. AP says studies show that people 65 and older are, in fact, the fastest growing segment of the cannabis users. Many of them got high in their youth, but now they're more interested in easing age-related maladies such as arthritis and sleeplessness. This is funny. I hadn't pre-read this. On a recent morning about 50...
You got any marijuana on you? I'm of that age group.
Well, you didn't smoke as a youth.
No,
so
I didn't.
You're not going to return to it.
I don't know how it... Well, I smoked as a youth, but I didn't smoke marijuana as a youth. I don't want to go back to smoking
and
anything.
And you don't creak and groan and moan. And you don't seem to have as many aches and pains as some people do.
Well, probably true. I can't complain.
Right. Yeah, you're in pretty good health. Anyway, on a recent morning, about 50 senior citizens boarded a bus at a retirement community in Laguna Woods, California. Their destination was a local pot shop. They spent hours choosing from a variety of cannabis-infused products, including candies, drinks, and weed, after where they took a break for a little bingo before heading home. Isn't that funny?
Oh, wow, man. Bingo.
No, you have to line them up or have four corners, one or the other.
Under the B, 28. Wow.
But we're all a winner. Okay.
Let's have a little marijuana and a little bingo. What more could you ask for as a senior citizen?
It does mention they had to have some candies. So
I hope they had munchies around there.
Oh, they do. Yes, I hope so. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We would just love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. Total exoneration is an accurate statement when it comes to the fact that President Trump didn't work with the Russians. Now, it's painfully clear that the Russians rigged the election, and of course, it may have helped the president. Well, it definitely helped the president get elected. It's hard to say whether whether that put him over the edge or not.
You really think that they actually succeeded? I don't think they succeeded.
I think the whole
part of the story was that they tried but failed.
No, I think they tried and succeeded. I mean, but who knows? You know, the president won by, let's say, 4% of the electoral votes. Well, they may have moved it 1% and I think they impacted people, so I think to that end it was successful. But I don't think that's what put them over the top.
How did they do it?
Well, I mean, they did it
with
through
what?
Social media, Facebook and Twitter and campaigns of having people call talk shows like this. They had a wide range of techniques. You know what their methods were. I mean, you've heard all about them. Facebook is probably the biggest thing that they did, inventing these little groups that would...
Well, I've heard they had Facebook and they created fake accounts, but
well,
I haven't heard of them having people call radio
but
stations.
But that's where middle America is right now, is on social media. So if you say, well, all they did was talk to half the voters, well, that's the truth. They
but
did the, it via
the Republicans and the Democrats did the same thing and much more aggressively. So why were the Russians so successful where the Democrats, who spent uncounted millions of dollars to try and elect Hillary Clinton, why did they fail?
Well, I'm agreeing with you. That's why I think the Russian had an impact on the numbers. I think they helped get some voters for the president, but that's not why he won. I mean, he won because he had, picked the right people in the right states to campaign in front of, and he got his message through, and Hillary was a terrible candidate from the get-go, and so this is what happens.
Well, I agree with you on the last part of that, that she was a terrible candidate.
I'm not sour grapes about it.
He was a terrible candidate.
I just think the Russians did impact the election. Not so much that he won. I think he won because, he campaigned in middle America and he speaks to, the what did Hillary call them? The great masses.
The basket of deplorables.
Yeah, that's them, right. He speaks right to them. Well, one of them sent us a note. Read the text, please, Joe.
Says, Mike spoke the truth about Obama, who would never admit such things because he was in the middle of it. Nixon resigned for shenanigans by people in his campaign and his trying to hide it. Trump's campaign did none of that, but Hillary's did.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe, there's another email.
Right. Good morning. The fact that the Mueller's report does not exonerate the president on a charge as serious as obstruction of justice, Humpty Dumpty did lose a lot of his king's men. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. I'm too stupid to know what that
means. I think he says that some of the one below it is correct, or it probably ties into it. It says 33 witches all surrounding the president have been jailed or charged with all sorts of crimes. That's a successful witch hunt.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's a successful witch hunt. All right. You Trump-blinded true believers should not gloat until other courts have spoken. Most of us with the ability to read and have a TV set can see the obstruction of justice by the man in charge. The emperor still has no clothes. Really, what obstruction of justice?
Yeah, I'd like to...
What did he do? He fired...
Comey.
That's it.
Right.
And he was tweeting and, you know, I don't think there's any specific thing that I'm aware of that he did that would be he didn't fire. I mean, everybody would say, oh, he's going to fire Rod Rosenstein. He's going to do this.
Rosenstein.
Now they're saying, not Rosenstein, now they're saying that because he got rid of Jeff Sessions, Jeff Sessions had recused himself. So that was obstruction of justice, getting rid of Jeff Sessions.
All right. Well, I would like folks to tell us if the president isn't exonerated on obstruction of justice. He's still innocent, as Al will tell us. So that's fine.
And that's correct.
And so what did the president do to obstruct this? Firing Comey and Sessions, that's it? Okay,
well, that's
because
the only
he's at liberty to fire them anytime he
right.
wants to.
They both work at the
at
pleasure
will.
Of the president. You know, they're his appointments to make.
All right. I'm not a big fan of the president, as anybody who listens to the show, but I would just like to hear what is the obstruction, and, you know, we'll take it on face value.
Well, if Bob Mueller couldn't find it after $25 million in 2 years, I don't think anybody in our audience is going to have the exact answer other than an opinion.
All right. We have another email. We got one call waiting and two coming in. So 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Even Stan is not texting at this moment, so we'll take the call. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling. In. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, a lot of us been saying for a couple years there's no there. There's nothing there. All this was what Trump called it a total witch hunt. And I know I've been saying it for a couple years on this program. And they hate Trump that bad that they'll do anything to have a coup and get him out of office, and I can't understand it. The best president in my lifetime, and they want to kick him out of office. But here's the thing. I don't know which direction to go this morning, but I'll go in the direction that Sarah Sanders said. The left-wing press lied for practically 3 years now about Trump. Every day they lie. And they hate Trump that bad. The left-wing Democrats lie and lie and lie. And why would anyone believe anything they have to say? Why would anybody tune in to CNN tonight? Why would anybody tune in to MSNBC when all they do is lie? For 2 years, that hated Sean Hannity's had people on, like Greg Jarrett wrote a wonderful book. Everybody should have read it in 2018 when it came out, that talked about the collusion, the real collusion with the Clinton administration paying for the Steele dossier that they were using against Trump, and the FISA warrants that weren't even legal, three FISA warrants to investigate Trump that weren't even legal. The real collusion is in the, like I said before, the FBI, the Justice Department is where the collusion is. And to this day, I think there will be finally the Attorney General will turn the tables where the truth lies in the upper echelon of the Justice Department. And don't forget, Mueller was no friend of Trump. If he could have got anything on Trump, he would have. He had all Democrats working for him. I know he's a Republican, but he's not a Trump Republican by any means.
Well, I think if you saw the TV on the night of the report came out, Chris Matthews was almost all completely off the rails. If he had been frothing at the mouth, I wouldn't have been surprised. And Rachel Maddow was almost in tears. You know,
yeah.
Everybody had so much in the left and these pundits. And really, Bob Woodward should probably just go away and never come back.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope he does. He did. He might have had it right with President Nixon. I think he did a good job, but now he's off the rails. He thinks he's next to God when it comes to reporting, and he really went off the rails on Trump, and so did the whole left-wing media. They were completely in the tank to derail Trump.
All right, we got you, Dan.
Have him out of office. And I think it's a crying shame that people can't see through the collusion in the Democratic Democratic Party, what they were doing to get rid of Trump. Now, will it stop right now, or are they still going to investigate? Looking for a there.
Okay,
all right,
Dan,
we got you.
Move on.
You
got
guys
two more calls.
Have a good one.
You too, Dan. Thanks for calling.
And thanks for calling in. Next up, Chris, you're on the mark. Go right ahead. You got 3 minutes.
Oh, Dan got more than that.
All right, four, but
just
I can't go any farther.
Do I hear five? Will somebody give me five?
Harry will get five.
6B. Anyway. There's a lot of sour grapes out there on the Republican Trump side, isn't there? Nothing but, oh, Hillary! As if she wasn't investigated. And now
she
you,
needs
have
to be reinvestigated.
You have a Senate Republican, and you have a president that's Republican, and an attorney general appointed by him, and they have all the rights to investigate all they want. So don't blame it on the Democrats if she doesn't get investigated.
Are you satisfied that there was no collusion between the Trump administration and the Russians?
I'm not too satisfied about anything until I see some details of the report.
But that was a specific quote.
Make sure that this is a fair representation of it.
Well, now, that was a direct quote from the report that the Attorney General released.
Like I say, I wouldn't be sure of anything until I see the whole thing. I would like to know about a couple of the details about, it was fairly clearly reported, for instance, that Manafort turned over inside polling information from the campaign to the Russians. Now, either that report was wrong, or it wasn't collusion, even though he was dealing with somebody who had connections to the people who were doing the Russian interference. And it also shows that the report shows that all of the Trump statements about who was doing the interference when he was claiming it wasn't Russian from the campaign on till very, very recently, and I don't know if he's ever acknowledged that it was Russia, is wrong. He's been lying to you or wrong. It exposes a lot of lies of the campaign about no connections with Russia. He's no dealings with Russia. That was a lie, and it shows that the report shows that as it was done, if it's as respectable as claimed, that there was no witch hunt, and that the man running it was doing it fairly. Right?
So
they're wrong and lying about everything from the Russian contacts on. And that makes me a little suspicious, but maybe it was only to cover up the fact that he was lying during the campaign about his financial connections to Russia.
Okay,
I'd
so
like
where
to
was
find
the obstruction?
Out whether that's the case.
I'm sure you're a believer in obstruction of justice. Where was it?
Well, dangling pardons could be considered that. There's a lot of things that could be considered that.
Where did he dangle
a
pardon?
To know,
he was asked pardon? Whether he was asked whether or not he would pardon somebody. He was asked a hypothetical question, and he responded to the hypothetical. He didn't initiate it. He responded to a question.
I think he initiated it once or twice himself.
Not that I heard, but, I haven't
heard
anything you said.
It doesn't really matter too much. It's still dangling pardons in front of somebody who might be testifying about you. That does seem inappropriate. Whether it makes it illegal or prosecutable is a question.
Well, if you're a reporter and you say to me, Mr. President, I'm the president in this scenario, would you grant a pardon to Mark Lawrence?
He can bring up what he wants, and he might have brought it up by himself one or two times. I think when he was talking about the Manafort trial, during the trial, he brought it up once or twice by himself.
He brought up the fact that he thought it was unfair.
Throw the reporter into it, and that excuses everything.
He brought up the fact that he thought that Manafort was being put on trial for no good reason. That's not necessarily obstruction of justice. That's an opinion.
And there were also some threats in there, too, I believe.
Well, you heard something
I
didn't hear.
All right, to be continued. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you. Thanks.
And you got 5 minutes, Chris.
All right, we've got to take a quick break. Harry's next up, then Cindy. We're on the mark.
Hometown Pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. I'm not making fun of the president off mic, if that's what everybody thinks. We're telling lawyer jokes here to each other. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Harry's been very, very patient, waiting far longer than he'll get to talk on the air. He's on the mark now, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to say that, after 2 years, I don't consider this investigation a complete failure because of the fact that there were crimes brought up, committed by people, and people who have been prosecuted and who have been punished. So in that respect, it has to be considered successful because that's what an investigation is supposed to do. I do think, though, that it is now time to say, let's move on and move forward with governing the country, which I have no illusions. That's not what's going to happen. I mean, I look back and I see, how many times, there was an investigation of Hillary, then there was an investigation of the investigation, then the investigation of that investigation. And we do keep repeating ourselves if we have an axe to grind with somebody in this country. Now, I would like to see, as far as talk about collusion in the 2016 election, though, Mark, what I'd like to see is I'd like to see people pay more attention, not to what was released by James Comey or emails like that, but I would like to see why people aren't upset with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, leaking and hacking emails from Bernie Sanders' campaign. I'd like to see why people were upset that Donna Brazile, who was the chairman of Hillary's campaign, provided her questions for a debate. To me, that's more of a collusion than somebody supposedly talking to Russians, or at least as bad. So you know, if we're going to pass blame on why somebody lost an election and you have to investigate it, let's investigate the whole thing.
Well, but that's just one private group helping another. It is not.
No, that's not true. That was the Democratic National Committee.
Right, which is a private club. It's just like a Rotary Club, only much, much, much bigger.
Oh, please don't insult Rotary.
I'm sorry. It's like Kiwanis.
I really thought you were smarter than that. If you're talking about somebody who has the power, even in a private club, to influence an election because they're part of one of only two parties that are allowed to really do anything in this political system and don't think that that's an issue, that's very disingenuous at best.
But I'm just saying it's not illegal. It's not fair play. It's the very definition of being unfair, but it isn't illegal. It's not an indictable offense under U.S. federal law. I know you find that to be a terrible offense that they did that, and so do I, not only as a Democrat, just as an American. You know, that's
right.
Goes against fair play. It also goes against whatever molecule of objectivity CNN is supposed to have, which obviously that's out the window.
Well, there's no such thing as objectivity in this day and age.
Okay, that's that. But it's still, it's hardly illegal for two private organizations to give one an unfair advantage over another. I understand that you're saying influencing the election is big, dead serious. There's no argument about that. But the political parties involved in the private media, they're just private entities.
But we all try to influence the election. If you ever wore a pin that said, vote for my candidate, you try to influence the election.
Right. Harry, go ahead. We'll give you the last word, and then we got another caller waiting.
Well, I was reminded, though, and Joe and Mark, I'm sure you guys remember Edwin Edwards, who's the governor of Louisiana. Do you remember him?
I do.
Okay. Do you remember, I was reminded of something that was said in his trial as this came about. He was being tried for political corruption in Louisiana, and I think you can say this for Washington, D.C. as well. They did not believe they could find a jury in Louisiana because they didn't believe they could find 12 people who thought political corruption was a crime.
In Louisiana,
and I'm pretty sure that's where we have come anymore.
Louisiana has a long and rich tradition, starting with Huey Long.
Yeah, but I think that has come east now as well. And, you know, in Washington, I don't believe there's anything that's unfair, and that's the real tragedy.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Harry. Really appreciate the call.
They never did find Huey Long's deduct box after he died. That was the box where he kept all of the money that he siphoned off of various projects.
The deduct.
That's what they called it, the deduct box.
All right, Cindy, you are on the mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well,
morning.
I'm sad. I'm sad because I had hoped that the findings of this would bring some peace to these people who are so distressed and believe, you know, that this has been some massive conspiracy. And now they get this, what appears to me to be pretty even-handed report by someone they held up as being scrupulous and honest, and they dismiss it out of hand. It's clear to me that they're pretty much not going to be happy no matter what.
Well, I think that's a human condition. I don't think it's the Democrats, them.
Yes, but it just means that if that is what you believe, then it's pretty unproductive to continue down this road. They're not going to be satisfied. They can't say to themselves, you know, that a jury found a person guilty or innocent and be content with that. In this case, it wasn't a jury, but these were people that they held up as ethical and moral and argued vehemently that they remain involved in the case and carried on, that the president would set them aside. And now they've come to fruition, and the fruition is nothing. And they're not willing to accept that. Now, I'm pretty confident, although, you know, this is idle speculation, that were it the other way around, that if they had found something that the president had done was corrupt, immoral, whatever, I'm pretty sure they'd enthusiastically embrace the results of the report.
Got that right.
But the real bottom line here is two things. One, it's not good to be so stressed out constantly. This isn't healthy for them to be so agitated, nor is it productive to keep other people this stressed out about something, especially once it's been resolved, like it or not.
You don't think this is going to die down at all?
Oh, no. I think they're going to beat this with, you know, this is beating a dead horse with a stick. They intend to use this all the way through to the next campaign. I'm sure they're crushingly disappointed it's come to a resolution before the campaign started, and I'm pretty sure they're going to continue to make idle speculation their coup de grace. They're just going to, it's going to be incessant, which makes, it damages their credibility. I wish they'd think hard about that, because if they turn these kinds of investigations, this kind of conduct, into a war machine rather than a legitimate judicial practice and process, they risk damaging the judiciary, the investigation, the department, and that would be really bad for all the country.
If they haven't already.
They may think it'll help their party, but they're going to hurt the country as a whole. Is that really what they want to do?
I don't think they care. I think the important thing here is to get on with the people's business. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're incapable of doing it because, as you point out, they didn't get the result they wanted. So they're going to keep digging until they get that result or come up with something that's close
or
to it.
Or change the goalposts. We kept hearing about
that. Yeah, they did
over
change the goalposts. That'll happen for sure.
Right. Or the whistle. This is like in wrestling. I don't know how many people watch wrestling, but you can stall. Now they have, you know, you can be penalized for this. But rather than actively wrestle, you can do what's called stalling. Keep retreating, but keep the person appearing to be engaged. Nowadays, they penalize you. True, it'll charge you a point. For example, in the national campaign, in the national meet this past weekend, we saw that. And they're just, as I said, they're just beating a dead horse. They can't. They think this is so ripe, and I understand. It's hard to accept. I think for them, this must be like when, you know, one of the parents calls for a divorce in a family, and the children are just stunned. They grapple with this, and how did we get here, and how can this happen, and this can't be true, and a lot of denial. And I think that's the kind of thing that they're going through. I had hoped that they would, you know, whatever the answer was, they would accept that answer, but that's not going to happen.
All right. Thank you so much.
You all have a great day.
Hey,
thanks,
you too.
You. Take care.
Enjoy. Great day, great week. Appreciate that. All right. We got two lines lit up and one is ringing. So we'll take your calls. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. You're going to need that at some point. Let's see. Paul is next. Paul, you get a minute on the radio. Go right ahead.
Okay, 2 points of thought. When I was 10 years old, a senior citizen told me that I should never say I hate someone, because to hate is to wish one to be deceased.
Okay.
And the other one that I heard, it was from another senior citizen, and that is that in order to hate is the corruption in which corrodes the vessel in which it is held.
Okay, yeah, good point. No argument there. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Joe, do we have an email? Is that what?
We have several emails.
Okay.
Does anyone remember the birther movement practiced by Trump against Obama? Our thin-skinned liar-in-chief is hardly the first president to be picked on. The man in the White House just cries, throws a tantrum, and hides on his golf course. Republican or Democrat, next time we need to elect a grown-up.
All right, and Dale, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, it should be the end of the manufactured money scheme, but all I say is, you know, $25 million for the investigations. What we need to do is ask the FCC, what are they making a day off this? I think they're making $25 million a day off it, feeding people's brains with junk, because, you know, they'll stop this argument when they want to stop it, and they're just going to drag the taxpayers' money and...
The FCC doesn't provide any programming content to anyone, so they're not feeding anybody anything.
FCC is not making a profit off this argument, Joe.
How would they be doing that? They only get direct charges for radio stations.
How many viewers are they making a day?
But the FCC doesn't get a cut out of anybody's revenue. They've charged fees for services.
Do they provide licenses, Jeff?
Yeah, they do, but they're set fees, Dale. They don't go up or down depending on how the FCC likes to candidate or not.
Okay, with the revenue CNN's making off this, they don't have power or money to influence political operatives?
Well, yeah, but that's not the FCC.
Well, okay. Well, the same thing then, okay? Like I said, Joe, when they want to stop it, they're going to stop it. And it's still all junk. They're filled, you know, you think it's healthy to be, you know, keep pounding this nonsense in people's heads? You know, I don't really think it's healthy. I think it's just bringing misery to people's lives.
Well, what nonsense are you referring to?
This whole bogus investigation, Joe.
Okay.
It's bogus.
All right, we got you.
Okay, well,
thank you.
All I have to say
is...
That's it.
Thank you,
Dale.
Got a mindless president and a mindless media just trying to get everybody to be mindless. And, you know, it's a money operation, so it ain't going to stop it. So I just want to tell people to stay away from it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dale. All right, let's see. Frank is next, right? Yeah, Frank is next.
Frank,
thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah. As one of the independent days, I'm glad the investigation has come to a conclusion. Also, there has been an investigation, careful research, and yeah, the indictments took place. Those individuals who are, you know, pressing hard on the left or the Democrats, or now being so brokenhearted and disappointed, I'm glad the investigation had produced absolute indictments. Because Trump is a suspicious character. There is a aura about the man that is not trustworthy. And there's a fact of a weather system that happened over 20 years ago called the Perfect Storm. A book was written about it. Three converging systems on the northeast produced one heck of a storm. You know, when you look at what has happened in the past 2 years, Trump, his political escalation. He has ties with building around the world. We would be stupid not to investigate certain situations in his financial dealings. The man has not produced a tax return. He is a deflecting mastermind, and he's not trustworthy. So for Americans to just say, oh, we're just so happy that, you know, the left is now suffering some emotional letdown. I'm an American first, and I would want an investigation equally on Hillary, on Obama, on whoever is going to hold the highest position in the country. And, you know, as one of the days, I'm glad that we don't have to have an impeachment, but I don't trust the man, and I don't like how he conducts business. And New York has a history of this man with violations, investigations ongoing, and, you know, his chief lawyer is going to jail.
Well, you should be happy then. I mean, there's got to be at least a half a dozen federal investigations, plus I don't know how many in the U.S. House.
Southern District of New York, New York investigations.
Right. Well,
but
there's other federal investigations.
Just because Mueller didn't throw his butt in jail, you know, that it was a successful investigation, and I just cannot trust Trump.
All right, we got you.
That's it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for calling.
1-800-795-9565. Joe, the top one, please.
All right. While everyone is fueling the conspiracy theories about our President Trump, Russian troops are landing in Venezuela, and Cubans are coming across the southern border with the illegal immigration. We'd better wake up.
All right, says one of our emailers. Tom, you are on the mark here next up on the show. Thanks for waiting, and thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Is this for me, Tom?
Yep.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. I am a gun and Bible-toting deplorable, raised a Democrat in a staunch Democratic home but like Reagan said, they left me. Trump's got character flaws, but he's preserving our values and Constitution, and it's because of the Democrats that he got elected, not what the Republicans really did. There's a lot of Republicans in the swamp, too. I have a cousin 2 weeks ago, again, raised in a staunch Democratic household, a union guy who said he just turned over to Republican and said plenty of his union guys are doing the same. That's going to be the proof in the pudding. Democrats are pushing people to do that. And then the next thing they say is this Inspector General's report. When it comes out and starts digging back as to why they got the warrant that they got from the FISA court and the ties to Ukraine that the Democrats had and the deals that they made with everything, it's just going to show more that, Trump is okay and the Democrats are going to lose.
Yeah, I think the Inspector General's report is going to be fascinating when it comes out. I understand he's a very thorough man and a very fair man, but also he isn't going to pull any punches.
No, he's got no skin in the game other than to tell the truth that I hear. And I think once that comes out, he's going to hand the bar a lot more things that Barr is going to have to do to straighten out the wrongs that came through the Obama administration and the Clinton people.
Well, if the president can make it through all of these investigations, no fewer than a dozen, that's just by my casual count on the show here, then good for him. It's hard to be found innocent of all of these things, or it's hard to maintain your innocence, I guess I should say, throughout all of these investigations. It's sort of like if a police officer sees you, he's bound to find something you're doing wrong. So I'm sure,
they're
going to find something.
They tried to do that with the judge. Went back to his high school days. Come on. I mean, if Lois Lerner were still there, I'm sure when she was in, she dug into every IRS thing that Trump had. It would have come out.
Gotcha.
And it didn't.
All right. We thank you so much, Tom. Thanks for the
call.
Good
points, Tom. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. We have more open lines. We've got one fellow waiting, and then
We have Tom, who was just on. Dick is waiting, and Harry was on earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry today.
All right. We'll be right back after this quick message from the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're going to have some words about the Sunbury Motor Company very shortly, but we are going to let Dick talk on the radio. He's from Milton, and he's a finder of fact. Good morning, sir. You're on the Mark.
Well, I don't know if this is a fact, but I have my Constitution open, and the first three words are "we the people," but everybody that calls in, it's always "we," or "I," or "they," or "us," or "them." There's no we in anybody that's calling. I was thinking, sitting here thinking, it's a good thing when we go off to war that we don't go as a we or I or they. It's, it doesn't matter if it's black or if there's a black person next to you or if it's a white person or an Indian. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman anymore. But every caller makes everything about they or us, not we. I guess it just kind of bothers me in a sense. Until we get back to put we back into some of our talk, I guess it's going to be this way forever.
I don't think there's a lot of we at the moment in Washington. It's all Republican or Democrat or my side or your side.
It's not just in Washington. It's even your callers. Everything is about they'll never accept this. They'll never accept this. It doesn't matter who calls. Everybody's got to be pitted against each other. And I know I'm glad I'm an old person because I'm never sure where this is ever going to end again.
Well, this is
a country of we the people.
This is a divisive
issue.
Maybe
we ought to take the parties out of it.
I don't think you can do that. It'd be a nice try, but I don't think it'll get very far. But you have to look at this. This is a divisive issue, and people are on one side of it or the other. I don't know you know, I'm not the world's biggest fan of President Trump, and I certainly would say he's a polarizing human being. And he's been very successful at polarizing people. You either love him or hate him. I have found no one who's ambivalent about the man.
Yeah, who is he? Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? But people do care, and so they take a side, one side or the other. We have callers who believe he walks on water. We have other callers who'd like to drown him.
Oh, I believe he walks on water, too. He just doesn't walk very far.
And then he goes in. I can walk on water, but it has to be frozen. That's all we'll say about
that. I'm just listening to you. It doesn't matter. It's not just this subject. It's every subject that people call in. Everybody is always pitted against each other, pitted against each other, pitted against each other. It's every day, all day long.
All right,
we
got you.
It gets monotonous after a while.
Thank you, sir.
I have
really
good friends. I don't argue with them about everything all day long. See ya. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But Dick, that's what we do here.
We present factual information on both sides of important topics.
And we argue.
For example,
yes,
the quick lane. What is that? Well, you say the quick lane is just a place to get your tires rotated. Well, that is where you can do that, plus oh, so much more. The quick lane is the place to go on North 4th Street in Sunbury. It's operated by the Sunbury Motor Company, and it is a garage with about a half a dozen bays, and guess what? They take fantastic care. They super serve their clients. They deliver. They get to know you. You get super service from them. I know it sounds like a pharmacy for your car, but I'll tell you what, it's much
better. Deliver, and do they have Hershey bars?
They probably do deliver under certain circumstances. They'll bring your car back to you. I know if you get your car towed to them, you have an option of having it towed back to you. So that won't happen if you buy your car at the Sunbury Motor Company. But if you bought it someplace else and it conks out, then they'll tow it to the shop at the quick lane, then fix it up. And if you wish, they'll bring it right back on the rollback. And so you're better off for that. So that's what they can do at the quick lane. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They have service on all types of vehicles, state inspections, alignments. They got a computerized alignment device there that goes within 1/1000th of an inch, and it makes sure that your tires are pointed straight ahead, that the camber and caster and slant are all in precisely the right way, and they'll take good care of you. How do you visit such a place as the Quick Lane? Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. You just show up right between Lincoln and Washington, and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can check them out ahead of time and make an appointment at sunburymotors.com. They would just love to take good care of you. Got one email left.
Yes, our last email of the day, perhaps. It says, morning, fellas. For the last 2 years, all the liberal press has reported on is what a sneaky rat our greatest president has been. The damage they have caused as far as reporting lie after lie may be irreparable. They should be ashamed of themselves, but they won't be. Those of us who go back that far can remember the names Tass, Pravda, and Izvestia. Turn on the TV and tune in to CNN and the likes. Mark, do you really think they provide true journalism? Well, do they, Mark?
No, they don't.
The only thing Russian here is the offspring of Tass, Pravda, and Izvestia, using the fake names like CNN. Poor Rachel Maddow, crying in her beer on national television. 2 more years till 2020. Nothing will get done, and don't blame me and the others of likes of others with a nationalistic mindset. We are a free nation. We should have a free press. Give me a break. Fake after fake after fake story. Shame, shame, shame. Even the sobbing liberals know their name. CNN, ABC, and MSNBC. Simply a bunch of liars and rats. Go Trump in 2020.
Exclamation points.
About six of them. Signed, David from Fisher's Ferry.
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Rats. I say rats at ABC and CBS and MSNBC.
Well, and he raises a very interesting point about bias in the media that we brought up last week that we're going to have to elaborate on tomorrow.
Pretty biased.
Is this an hour?
We did 90 minutes. Yes, we're done.
Is that the end of the show?
That's it. We could keep on going, but that's all the time they'll give us.
Get out of here.
Patrick is next. He's waiting in the wings.
Oh. What else should we say?
Have a good day.
Have a good day. You're supposed to say you are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 10 a.m.